Brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus on Wednesday told us the things that we need to do, to give alms, to pray, to fast. And today he tells us why they're so valuable. Because when we do them, immediately they don't feel very valuable. They maybe don't produce the effect that we wish that they would have. He says, we don't do these things in order to store up treasure here on earth. We do these things to store them in the glory of heaven. So these are ways that we make forward payments, if you will, in the life of grace. The things that we do here and now can produce powerful effects in heaven. We do this even on earth. People make investments here on earth, not because they can see them or because they feel the immediate effects of them. They're thinking forward. And if we do these things with something as common as money, why wouldn't we do it with our spiritual lives? We have the ability to store up treasure in the glory of heaven. And we will receive, we will reap those rewards if we are faithful to them. This is our faith. Again, we have human faith. We have the faith that believes that we'll get a return on our investment, or that a credit card, if I put it into a machine, will produce, it will give me what I want here and now. How much more convinced of the faith as we are, and our Lord himself telling us that it will happen, how much more should we be willing to store up that treasure in heaven? This is the light in the eyes that Jesus is speaking about. We can have that light in our eyes that's able to see beyond the darkness of this life and into the life to come, to already be participating in the life to come. This is our great hope, and we are wise to follow that hope and to live in faith. And let's pray for that grace, especially as we come to receive this treasure here in this life, the gift of the Eucharist. Who of us will be able to look beyond the darkness, beyond the veil, and see that it's actually Jesus himself that we receive, and that we are entering into that treasure of heaven even now when we receive the Holy Eucharist.